الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers, if I could request everyone to please come forward. One of the essence and the respects of the masjid is that on the day of Jum'ah, we should try to sit as close as we can to the minbar. And this was also a sunnah of the Sahaba ajma'in as well, radiallahu anhum. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, a very famous scholar, he said in his book in Al-Fawaid, he mentioned the ways that a Muslim or a ways that people can achieve success in this world and success in the hereafter. But the one thing that he mentioned in his book was the ways that the doors of success is closed upon some people. So if we focus on the way that the doors are closed upon us, and what closes the doors of success, then inshallah we will succeed in this life and the hereafter as well. If we learn what things close the doors of success to us, and what things we should try to avoid. So he mentioned, there are many things, but he mentioned and summarized the whole thing into six categories. And inshallah if we go over the six categories today, we will know about the ways that the doors of success are closed upon us. Number one, he rahimahullah mentioned in the book, he said, the first way is when a person is busy with the ni'mat and not busy with doing shukr upon the ni'mah. And inshallah I will explain this further on. Being busy with the ni'mah and not being busy with who gave you the ni'mah and doing shukr upon the ni'mah. Let's look at the example. Let's take money for example. Money is a blessing. Alhamdulillah, we live in a country where we do not find it troublesome to find any money. There's always a way, alhamdulillah, we can find money. It's better than it is in other countries. So we can all appreciate this. So money is a ni'mah itself. And being busy and earning this money and then spending it not in the path of Allah and not doing shukr upon this, this will then close the doors of success to you. Being busy with the ni'mah and not being busy by thanking the person who gave you the ni'mah. Rather than using that same money towards the khidmat of deen, towards donating the money towards any charity or giving it to your family, giving it to the people in Gaza, Palestine. Rather you use that money, £30, £50, use in one night to have a pizza party with your friends. Do you know that £30, £40, £50, what that can give you in countries like Yemen, Afghanistan? So using your money wisely, this is then thanking and showing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you use your money correctly. Another example of this could be your children. Children are a ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran as well, that I have given you children, it's a ni'mah for you. But, so you raise your children, you put them in the best of schools, you give them what you want. So you're busy with the ni'mah, but you don't bring them to the masjid with you to pray namaz or salah. You don't teach them Islamic studies. You don't teach them du'as. You don't teach them about the Prophet ﷺ and Anbiya. You do not teach them about the Qur'an. This is then you not doing shukr upon the ni'mah. So rather than doing shukr, you're busy with the ni'mat, but not doing shukr upon the ni'mah. And this, my brothers, will close the doors of success for you in this world and the hereafter. So whatever ni'mah that we have, anything, if it's a house that we live in, if it's the health that we have, there are many ni'mahs, alhamdulillah, we cannot count. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we will not be able to count them. Rather than being busy with the ni'mah, do shukr upon the ni'mah. And the more we do shukr, the more success, the doors of success will be open to us, inshaAllah. So that's number one, is being busy with the ni'mah and not being busy with the person who give you the ni'mah, or not being busy by thanking the ni'mah. How do we thank, or how do we show shukr? How does one show their gratitude? There are three ways, the ulama say, with their hearts, with their tongues, and their action. These are the three ways we can show gratitude and shukr. With the heart, by believing that everything you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You woke up for Fajr, you came to the masjid, not because you have an alarm, not because you have a car and came to the masjid, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the tawfiq to attend this masjid. When we're sitting here right now, it's not because we're sitting here because we wanted to. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, number one, the sihat. Number two, the tawfiq, the ability to come here and them to correspond with each other. So with the heart, you believe that everything you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So believing, that's with the heart, the way to show gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the tongue is with dhikr. When we say alhamdulillah, subhanallah, this is us showing gratitude. And when we get something from anyone, what do we say? Thank you. We show gratitude. So this is how we show gratitude with the tongue. And number three is with the action. Whatever ni'mah that we have, for example, the ni'mah of hands, do not use the ni'mah to do bad things. This is how you will show gratitude, by action. As I said, let's take another example, your feet. You have the blessing of walking, running. But if you use this feet to go towards haram, then you're actually going against the ni'mah. You're going against the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. If you have eyesight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this eyesight, which is a big, big blessing, and you use this to watch haram and see haram things, then what's the point? This is not you showing gratitude. Rather than, why don't you look at the Qur'an? Read the Qur'an with your mouth, your tongue. So these are the three ways that we can show gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second way that the doors of success is closed upon us is acquiring ilm without amal. Learning, but not putting that ilm into action. That knowledge that we have learnt into action. We know in a business we can't sell alcohol. We have this ilm, but we don't put that into action. This, my brothers, not only for every normal person, this is also for the ulama. It says in the hadith that the first person to be thrown into Jahannam will be that alim who had the knowledge but did not act upon his ilm. So it just shows how ilm can be an amazing thing, but at the same time, it can also destroy you as well. It can destroy you in the sense that you had the ilm. You were not arrogant, you were not ignorant. You had the ilm, but you did not act upon it. And by this, my brothers, the doors of success will be closed in this world, but you lose everything. And the hereafter, you'll be in Jahannam. Just like an alim who will be thrown into Jahannam. The first person. And that's an alim, the person who we respect, the person who we look up to. So whatever ilm that we have, let's use that and put that into action rather than not using that. Let's run our businesses through halal. If you don't know if this is halal or haram, ask your ulama, ask the imams. Inshallah, every single one of them would guide you to the right way. Not only with business, if it's to do with any fiqh masala, if it's to do with your paki, if it's to do with anything in the any situation, we can use that the Islamic way and gain ilm, and then inshallah put that into amal. And this way, the doors of success will not close upon us. Number three, and this is very common nowadays, is rushing towards a sin and delaying the repentance. Nowadays we rush towards sins without even acknowledging this. We rush towards haram, we look at haram, but where is the repentance? It says in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, every son of Adam, meaning the humankind, they make sins, they fall into sin, but the best of those sinners are those who repent. We're all sinners at the end of the day, every single one of us, myself, everyone in this room, but the best of us are those who repent as quickly as they can. When you ask the brother, why is it that you only attend Jum'ah Salah, well, what about all the other five Salah, they say, oh akhi, inshallah, when Ramadan comes, I will start praying five times a day, I will put that into habit. Oh, don't worry, when I marry, then I will settle down and I will start practicing my Islam and I will ask for tawbah. Oh, when I have children, or when I get my own house, and right now I'm too busy, so when I have everything I need, then inshallah I will make tawbah. How are you guaranteed you will live to next Ramadan? Do not delay your repentance. Wallahi, my brothers, repentance itself, tawbah, is the biggest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If every time we committed a sin, and if Allah brought His azab upon us, we would not be here. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity again and again and again to ask for repentance, then this is a blessing. Take advantage of this. And inshallah, by this we will not have the doors of success close upon us, inshallah. So this is the third way. The fourth way is knowing the righteous people, but not following them, not imitating them. Someone can say, you know that sheikh, you know that famous person, me and him are like this, we are close, I have his number, he calls me, I call him, I meet him, I go to his house, I give him da'wah, he comes to my house. Okay, that's nice, mashallah, you know the righteous people. But do you copy them? Do you imitate them? The way that they treat their misses, the way that they treat their ahliyas in the house, is that how you treat your family in the house? The way that they donate money towards charity, do you donate money towards charity? The way that that righteous person's akhlaq is this how your akhlaq is? It's not enough knowing the righteous people. It's imitating them, learning from them, copying them. When you see the righteous people, when mashallah, the righteous people will always have the sunnahs. They will have a beard. They will be pious. They will be coming to the masjid. So you copy these things from them, because they are copying from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we follow the righteous people, that means we are following the Prophet ﷺ's sunnah as well. So it's not only enough knowing the righteous people. Don't brag about it. Don't boast about it, saying, I know that sheikh, I know that sheikh, I know Mufti Menk. MashaAllah, he comes to my house. Mufti Menk is amazing, MashaAllah, he's an amazing person. Copy how he is, how he prays his salah, how he reads his salah, how he has, MashaAllah, beautiful beard, as we all seen it. How he talks so softly. So mashallah, copy the ulama that we know. Not only know them, but copy them as well. Learn from them. And this is how the doors of success will not be closed upon us. Why? It's because if we copy them, we're copying the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And you're successful in this world and the hereafter, inshallah. Number five, inshallah, I'll run this, the two, last two points very, very quickly. Number five is, you are running after the dunya, and the dunya is running away from you. This will close the door of success for you in this world. Let me give you an example of this, a very famous story. I'm sure everyone knows this. A son came to the father and said, "Oh father, I would love to marry this such and such girl. Can you please sort this out?" And the father said that, "Why not? I'm happy that you came to me." And the father went, and then he came back and said, "Oh son, this girl is not for you. She is for someone better than you, so I'm going to marry her, and this is not for you." And then they had a fight. They went to the police or the people there, and the higher up. And then they told him the situation. They said, "I will go sort this out." When he went, he seen the girl, he came back, that she's not for you, she's for me. I like her, she will marry me, she will not marry you. And then they went to the Qadi. The Qadi said, "Okay, I will sort this out." The Qadi said that at the end, that she is for me, I will marry her, and then she's not for you. So much so that he went to the ruler of the country, the king of the country, and the king said that I will marry her, and they're not for you. And she said at the end, the whole gist was, she said that whoever, I will run away, and whoever catches me first, I will marry them. They said, "Khalas, that's fine." So she started running, and they started running after her, so much so that they got so tired to the point they didn't want to stop. When they were tired, they didn't stop and stop and stop until the point that they all passed away. And then she came back and said that, "Do you know who I am? I am dunya. No matter how much you chase me, you will not acquire me. You will not have me." It's the same with the dunya. Have you ever heard anyone say that, "I've had enough. Alhamdulillah, I don't want any more"? This is the human. This is our nature, our fitrat. We have this inside us where we want more and more. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that if you were to fill, the only way to fulfill the human is by putting the dirt and sand in the human's mouth. Meaning when they pass away, that's the only way you can fulfill their desires. Because their desires will never be fulfilled. You will always want more. So let's not run after the dunya. The dunya we will never chase. You want the best house, the best car. You want the most money, you want to be the wealthiest. Try as much as you can, but do not waste your whole time after it. Whatever you have, say alhamdulillah. At the end of the day, wherever you earned, alhamdulillah. Do not be disappointed. And use your time to do also towards other things which are more important, inshallah. And number six, the final way that the doors of success are closed upon us is the akhirah running after you and you're running away from the akhirah. Vice versa. First you are running after the dunya, now the akhirah is running after you and you're running after the akhirah. What does this mean? The tablighi jamaat, mashallah, on the road, and they see you and they stop you and they say, come to the mosque, spend some time with us and come pray salah. And what do you say? "Oh, I'm busy. This is the akhirah coming towards you and you're running away from the akhirah. Your imam tells you, or he's giving you a speech, he's giving you a talk, he's reminding you about the akhirah, and you stand up and leave. This is you running away from the akhirah. There's a local charity who wants some money towards some poor people or the yatim, and you're running away from that. This is you running away from the akhirah. Do not lose this opportunity, my brothers. Anytime you get the opportunity, take it. The akhirah will run after you. But if you keep running away from it, the akhirah will stop as well. But once the akhirah stops, my brother, that's it. There's no return. So anytime you get the opportunity to spend your time towards investing in your akhirah, take it. Because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you the opportunity. And I'll end it with this example. When I told my sheikh once, this was a few years ago, and there was a lot of people behind, those mashallah, big alims, and they all put me forward to do the Maghrib Salah. And I told my sheikh, "Why me? Mashallah, there's so much great people, and why are you putting me? I'm a student. I'm not worthy enough right now." And at the end he told me that, "You've been given the opportunity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not say no to it. Just go. This is opportunity from you. Just like when we ask someone, can you do adhan, and they start making excuses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the opportunity to do adhan. So let's not run away from the akhirah. And inshallah by this, the doors of success will all be opened for us and not closed, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll pray our sunnahs, then after the sunnah, inshallah, we'll have our khutbah and our salah, inshallah. Jazakallah.